An important question to ask ourselves is this: what is important in our lives? What takes priority in our lives? What comes at the top of the list? I was reading a little story about a woman who loves to go to yard sales or garage sales. And one day she was at a yard sale and she was speaking to the owner of the home as she was rummaging through all the items looking for some bargains. And the woman said to the homeowner, "You know, my husband's not going to be very happy with me today." And the homeowner said, "Well, why not? You're here and you're getting some very good deals on some very good items." She said, "I know, and usually he wouldn't mind, but he called me about 15 minutes ago and told me he broke his leg and I need to take him to the hospital, but I'll get to that a little bit later." What is our priority? In the little story, for the woman, the yard sale or the garage sale was a priority over her husband. Now, certainly that might be an extreme case. Some of you may say amen to that. I don't know. But whatever it is, what is our priority? In the gospel today, we have that wonderful character of St. John the Baptist. And during our Advent journey every year, the church gives us this figure. Because St. John the Baptist likes to shake things up. He likes to rattle things a little bit. Shake us out of our complacency. Our normal routines, our normal way of thinking of things. Because you see, my brothers and sisters, what was most important to John the Baptist, what was at the center of his mission and ministry, was to prepare the way for the coming of the Savior, to prepare a way for the Lord, to make that announcement, and to have people prepare themselves for the coming of the Messiah. During marriage prep not too long ago, I was meeting with a couple, and they were telling me a little story after they had just got engaged. He had joined the military, and they got engaged right before he went into basic training. And I don't have any personal experience about this, but one of the things you learn in the military is how to shine your shoes and how to shine them properly. And certainly it's not just an easy task. You don't get that liquid stuff from CVS and just kind of rub it on it. That's what Father Cooper does. You got to really polish and shine. And so one day when he had his first leave, they were on the East Coast. And they were on a beach somewhere, I don't know, remember exactly where. But as they were walking, they were on the sidewalk, and she wanted to continue the journey into the sand. Now, the day before, he had just polished his shoes, and he stopped. And he had to think for a moment, what was more important? The shine on his shoes or his fiancée? Luckily, he made the right choice. And that's why they were there for marriage. But you see, my friends, that's what John the Baptist does. He shakes us up a little bit and asks us to consider or reconsider our own priorities. And are we truly preparing our hearts and our minds for the coming of the King? Very interesting, in ancient times, before a king would visit a city, and certainly this is an earthly king, he would send before him a herald. And the herald would go to the city before the king arrived to announce his coming so that the people could prepare for the arrival of the king. So that if they weren't following the commands of the king or the laws of the king, they could get themselves in order. And he also kind of served as a city inspector. And he sort of went around the city and looked for roads that needed to be fixed and buildings that were crumbling to ensure that the city was properly prepared, renewed and refreshed before the king came. Because when the king arrived, No one in the city wanted to be embarrassed because they were caught off guard. That was the job of the herald. Well, you see, my friends, in our own spiritual journey, St. John the Baptist is a herald to ensure you and I are prepared for the Feast of the Nativity, when the Word becomes flesh and dwells amongst us. And what message is he proclaiming? What message is he heralding? In the gospel, we hear the words taken from the prophet Isaiah, a voice crying out from the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads made straight, the rough ways smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." My friends, this is a wonderful picture that is painted for us. Especially here in New Orleans, we understand the problems with roads. I almost lost my front end in a pothole a few weeks ago. You see, what St. John the Baptist is saying is, in our own spiritual life, in our own hearts, where are the potholes that need to be filled in? Where are the barriers to God's mercy? On Tuesday, we enter into this extraordinary Jubilee year of mercy. What mountains have we set up in which we're unable to receive the Lord's mercy? Or we're unable to extend mercy to someone else who has hurt us yesterday, a week ago, or 30 years ago? Are we making a highway for our God? That's the message that John the Baptist is heralding this day. And so the question we ask is this: how do we prepare? How do we make straight the paths? How do we lower the mountains of hatred and divisiveness and gossip? How do we fill in the valleys of despair and hopelessness? We hear it right at the beginning. John the Baptist came, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. You see, my friends, it all starts with repentance. That's how we prepare for the coming of the King. Do we have a repentant heart? Do we have a heart that is ready? And in order to have a repentant heart, my brothers and sisters, we have to have a concept of sin. And we're living in an age, in a society, where the concept of sin is being placed on the back burner. But we know what sin is. It's missing the mark. It's turning away from God. It's breaking his commandments. It's tarnishing that relationship with the Lord and his church and with one another. And it's only in recognizing our sinfulness that we can come to the Lord to receive his mercy and ask for the grace to amend our ways. So whatever it is in our hearts that needs to be properly prepared, may be prepared. During this time of year, my brothers and sisters, we decorate the house. What do we do with the heart? We put up the lights. But what do we do about shining the light of God's love and mercy in the darkest parts of our lives? And certainly, my friends, sometimes we put up the light and we want to string somebody with the lights. Maybe that needs some mercy and forgiveness. You see, that's what John the Baptist does. He shakes things up. And if you notice, my brothers and sisters, it's a message that the world doesn't want to hear. And sometimes we don't want to hear. Think about it for a moment. How many of you have ever seen a Christmas ornament that only has the image of St. John the Baptist? Or a Christmas card with only St. John the Baptist? The guy who ate locusts and honey and wore straggly clothes. Maybe looked like a bum by our standards. But he was the one chosen by God for the mission and ministry. to prepare the way for the Lord. We hear the words of the prophet Isaiah, quoted in the gospel, about making straight the paths. I'm going to translate this for you this morning, because if you're from New Orleans, we don't need this many words. All I need to say to you is, y'all need Jesus. And I need Jesus. That's the message of St. John the Baptist. Certainly Isaiah says it very beautifully. But if you need something short and simple, y'all need Jesus. And that, my friends, makes all the difference in the world. Many of you may be familiar with that television show, Extreme Home Makeover, or Extreme Makeover Home Edition, whatever they call it. I don't even know if it's still on TV, but certainly it's the show where they pick someone who is having a hardship and they redo their house. And I was watching a rerun this week that was back a few years ago. And it was about this woman who in California had lost most of her house in the destructive waters of a flood. And many people in our city can certainly empathize with her. And so when the Extreme Home Makeover went to her, she and her family were living in one room of the house. The rest was completely destroyed and was gutted out. She was also the person who organized all the Christmas presents to be given out in this little town. And all of that was destroyed in the flood as well. And so what did they do with the Extreme Home Makeover? They sent her and her family off for a week on vacation. If you know the story of the show, in that one week, hundreds of volunteers locally and all over come in. They tore down her house. They rebuilt her house. And when she came home, they restored all the presents to be given back out the next year to the community. And right before they unveil the house, they have that little saying. They put this big bus in front of the family, and they say, "Move that bus." And they move the bus and everyone sees the house. Why do I tell you that? Because St. John the Baptist is saying that each of us too, we need an extreme makeover. Not necessarily of our homes, but of our hearts. And just as they say, move that bus, John the Baptist says, prepare ye a way for the Lord. My friends, as we continue our Advent journey, may we prepare, and may we prepare well, especially as we begin on Tuesday this extraordinary Jubilee year of mercy.